this too. It says it's got 32 seconds. I think something's up. Hold on.
All right, let's do this.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Hey guys, we're just getting ready for the Ultimate Perform Show, the show about performing your best in business and life. I'm having a little bit of a technical difficulty. It says we're waiting. It's not connected. Something's off. Just a second, guys. I think what we're going to have to do, if you guys can hear me, is log in. So, stand by. Hey guys, thank you for watching and listening to the Alt Perform Show. Sometimes when you do a live show, things don't quite work out as you plan, but that's okay because it's live and you get the benefit of live action. Instead of someone editing and making things look just right, it's real, just like life. It's kind of one of the reasons why I do that, actually.
Thanks.
I like it. It's not a movie. We're not doing like a action, action, right?
Yeah,
cars
aren't
exploding, at least not yet. But today I have Elizabeth, and Elizabeth, how do you pronounce your last name?
Misservi.
And what kind of name is that?
It's French.
I meant to ask you that before. Mm-hmm. It's French?
Yep, it comes from the Channel Islands, actually. And yeah, I married into the family. It's a wonderful family.
Cool. French. That's really cool. I had no idea. It sounds different. Great.
Yeah.
Awesome. So tell us about what you do. What is it that you are working on?
Okay. So first of all, I am a proud mom of 5 kids. And also, I'm a sign language interpreter, so I interpret and transliterate in American Sign Language.
Mm-hmm.
I've been involved with the deaf community since about 1999, so that's just a community that I really love. And finally, I just recently got certified as a life coach, so that's kind of my passion and what I absolutely love doing, and that's who I am.
Awesome. So we turn the studio around a little bit, just so you know, if you haven't noticed already. And that way my neck doesn't hurt so bad when I keep turning like this to look at the guests. And that's how they do it on shows. I'm like, oh, wow, it took me 130 shows to realize that. Oh, they turn their body.
Got it.
That way they're not doing this all the time.
Yeah.
So we are here to talk about trying to get it all done and a few other things. So what did you mean by that, by trying to get it all
done? So what I actually meant was going from trying to get it all done to enjoying every moment, really loving your life, minute by minute.
Okay.
And that's what I want to talk to you about today.
So enjoy your life minute by minute, even when, what happened to me today? Even when someone you made an agreement with cancels on the agreement, and acts like the agreement didn't even exist and wants you to pay more for it. That's what happened to me. One of the things I was dealing with today. And it was fine, and I reacted actually different than usual. I'm usually like, okay, let's work it out. And I tried to work it out, and I was saying, no, we have an agreement. But how do you enjoy, like, things like that you're saying? Like,
yes.
Because otherwise you'd just be happy all the time, right?
So let's talk about kind of a bigger picture. So you're going to have stuff happen in life that is every day, let's
mm-hmm.
say, that isn't what you were hoping for or isn't perfect, or even is the opposite, like actually negative, right? And all that can be handled.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm talking about, though, is the bigger perspective where right now what you might be trying to do is like trying to get it done would look like trying to deal with the agreement that was broken and maybe get a new agreement. But actually, we're going to look at, okay, going from the mindset of like trying to get it all done to a mindset of just loving your life and enjoying the moments.
Hmm.
It doesn't mean every single moment is one you will enjoy, but overall, you'll be enjoying the moments.
Okay, great.
Just one thing, I want to make sure that my loved ones can like watch this. Am I tagged on the video?
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind checking? Okay, great.
Sure.
Because I just don't see it popping up on my Facebook feed there, so let's just take care of that.
Well, it wasn't live there for a second. It's not live at the moment, but we are on air on the radio, and it's trying to connect. Trying to connect. That kind of happens sometimes. Let's see. I do pay for high-speed internet at home and on the phone, but sometimes things just don't work.
Well, that's okay. We're gonna just look at what we can cause. And meanwhile, what I want to be thinking about is, and this is for everyone in the audience as well. So maybe I'll just wait a second.
Well, go ahead and keep talking.
Okay, great. What we're going to look at today is, as an access to that shift in mindset, we're going to look at what we have, like what we want, what we say we want, that if we had that, we know we would be happier. And it can be something small, it could be something huge, but just looking, picking a particular thing and using that in our conversation.
Great. Yeah, we won't be able to do the tag right now.
Okay. We're still working out the putting it on.
We're still working on the bugs, but so can you give us some examples of what we
yes.
can do to do that?
Yes, definitely. So in 2009, I was a stay-at-home mom, which I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom, of three little kids, including a baby, and I was really trying to get it all done. I thought if I just could get the house clean, I would be so happy. If I could just keep the house orderly. And I kind of obsessed and had my eyes fixed on this, you know, interim goal. So how are we doing?
We're back on the video live. Sorry we lost you there, but we had a network connection problem, but hopefully it's going to work now.
Okay, great.
So we were talking about examples of how to stay happy with what you're working.
Well, actually, we're gonna look together at something specific and see if we can have that mindset shift.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I want you to think about something, and this is for everyone, that would really make if something changed would really make you happy.
Oh,
it could
so
be something
my
if you
project.
Had something.
So if my dad was healthier.
Okay, great.
My mom was healthier, and they just took care of their own stuff.
Okay, so if your parents were
and then they got old. They needed help with some things, but they could manage other things. And, things are just better with them in general.
Okay, great. That's perfect. So for Adam, you're saying it's if your parents were more self-reliant and if their health was better, you would definitely be happier. And
yes.
that's a really real great example, because that, you know, it occurs like for sure that's true.
Mm-hmm.
For me, as I was saying before, my example is when I was just had three little kids and I just stayed at home and I really just wanted to help people. So I obsessed over that goal and I worked on it and I had systems and I had chores and I read books and I just really tried to get the house clean. Meanwhile, I felt a lot of resentment towards my kids, towards my husband. The fact was, every single day we ate food. Every day there were dishes. Every day there was dirt tracked in.
Lots of dishes.
Laundry. Lots of laundry.
Lots
I mean,
of laundry.
So, right? So,
I can only imagine that.
Yeah. Okay, so that's my example, and we're going to talk more about that. But what would you say, Adam? Oh, you said your parents. Okay,
parents.
Perfect. So we're going to
look
at
more self-reliant.
Okay, good. So we want our audience to have chosen something. Now, what I want you to consider is, like, almost like pretend with me. Pretend that it's possible that it's not actually true. Like that you could be happier without your parents' health improving and without, them being self-reliant.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I'll take the case that I could be happy even with, let's just say, chaos in the house.
Okay.
Okay? All right. So
we got the Sharpie and big paper. I'm guessing you're going to see what we write down.
Okay. All right. Now, the fact is,
If I were to say to you, is it true that if your parents were healthy and more self-reliant, you'd be happier? What would you say? Is that true?
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
And I would totally say yes to the, you know, if my house were clean, I would be happier. Okay. So, it's an illusion that we all have. Okay. It's like if people are watching us on the computer screen, for example, it looks like there's two little people inside the computer talking, right? We all know it's an illusion,
okay.
But it looks real. And that's the same thing with our view, that if we had this one thing, we'd be happier.
Interesting.
Yeah. So
I never thought of the little people in the screen right now, because we are this small, right?
Our
heads are about this small right now.
Yeah. We have grown up with technology, so we would never think, are there really people in there? But it is actually an illusion.
Yeah.
And it kind of looks like there are, right? Okay. So what I'm going to say is, I'm going to make a little map for us, really simple map. Okay, and so this represents where we are. You are here. Okay? And the end of the road is getting what you want.
Okay.
So for you, it would be your parents' health magically improves a lot, and they become very self-reliant, and they only need you for some things.
To hang out, have dinner, maybe. Watch a movie.
Okay, so this is your map. And this would represent more happiness.
Okay.
Okay. Now consider that is not only an illusion, but getting what you want, let's draw the map for happiness.
No, you guys should do this at home too, because I was talking to Elizabeth yesterday. I'm like, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do exercise. I am coached and whatever else, but I spent some time with my parents today, and I was like, you know, it'd be nice if they're self-reliant.
Thank you for playing with me and playing along. Okay, so this is a separate map. You are here, and this is happiness. Okay, now, what you want isn't even on this trajectory. Like, what you want as in the end goal over here, it doesn't actually occur on this path at all.
Okay.
So this is a totally different, it's almost like a different, it's a different journey, it's a different region. It just occurs in like a different, I'm having a hard time wording it. What are you hearing me say?
Well, it shows up to me like it's a path to follow to them becoming that way, to becoming more self-reliant.
So maybe...
I'm looking at it like you have a magic wand, and then you go bing, and they're self-reliant.
Right. Okay.
Because I have a story about all their health care needs. And I was just talking to the nurses, and I had a meeting with three of them today. And I mean, I'm in it right now.
Right.
So you'd have to wave a wand unless he just responds so good to the new medication he's giving. He's great. That'd be awesome.
So what I'm hearing you say is like it doesn't. And it's not like you're trying to get to your parents being healthy. That's not even possible.
I don't even see it as a possibility.
Yeah.
I see them getting to a level of...
Like maybe being stable?
A level of health, yeah.
Okay.
Level of health. He had a hit last week. He went to the hospital. He's out. He's in a skilled nursing facility now. So I want him to get hopefully as healthy as he was before he got sick. I know there's ailments and things he's dealing with and he's older, but I still look at it that way. And that's, you know, I don't mean to take up the time.
It's perfect.
That's what I've seen happen is that he was on a feed tube. They were telling us when we take it out, he's going to be able to live. He was on a catheter. They told us the same thing about that. And he's off both. And he's walking around, which they said he was. But he was saying that he wasn't going to do that either.
Yeah.
So I can still see it and stay positive.
Yeah.
And see that's where he can end up being.
Okay. So what you really pointed to that's powerful for everyone listening is what you want may not be something you're going after. It might be impossible, like for your parents to really be self-reliant.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was something I was like obsessing over, and I was like really working my butt off to get to. But either way, it's an illusion that gets you towards happiness.
Mm.
Okay, so we're going to look at that now. Okay. All right. So, I mean, really, the next question is, do you just want to take the path to happiness? Like, set aside what I really want and try a different path.
Okay.
Okay, great. Yeah, I started to be willing to do that too in 2009. So
now, is that taking antidepressants? Is that drinking, doing drugs? What's the other path?
Well, you're really pointing to that it's going to take some kind of new action, right?
Okay.
What your suggestions, and we're not, no. What
no.
we're going to look at yeah. is, okay, what outcomes would equal happiness or joy in your daily living? So, like, for example, if your parents magically were suddenly very self-reliant and healthy, what would that provide for you that you're thinking like that would be more happy?
Freedom.
Freedom? Okay, mm-hmm. good. I'm going to make a note of this on my happiness map. Okay, so you guys can do this too. Okay, freedom. What else?
That's really what I'm seeing is freedom, less stress. I don't know what that would equate to.
That's great.
But it kind of all goes to freedom. I can just list stuff random. So freedom, less stress.
That's good if that's all you got. That's fine.
Freedom is a big thing. Like, I'd have more time to do whatever I want to do.
Perfect. More time, actually. You just said another one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So do you want to
do
that?
No, yeah, keep
so
talking.
For me,
check this.
Yeah, to have a clean house would provide a couple things. Sorry for the background noise. We're just making sure that you can
live.
Keep watching.
Yeah, it's
okay, good.
That's how live is, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, we're actually really here right now, so we're happy you're here too. Okay, now for me, like, what would it provide if I could really get the house to stay clean? So I wanted, like, clarity of mind. Like, I felt kind of stressed out and chaotic with the mess. So one thing I wanted was clarity. Another thing was really being able to enjoy my kids.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I felt like I never had the freedom to sit down with them unless the house was clean.
Oh, okay.
So I'll just put time with my kids. And I really mean quality time because they were present for the whole, get the house clean, monster mommy. They were there. That's
yeah.
not what I mean. I actually mean being with them when they were there. So quality time with my kids. Okay, another one, and I'll just do a third one, is, peace, like inner peace, and like a feeling of value, like
okay.
I'm okay, I'm not a failure, so validation. Okay. All right, so now we have some like specifics that represent what we mean by happiness. That these are actually usable, okay? Now, what we're going to do is take a look at, okay, these are the results that would be what we're calling happiness, clarity, quality time with my kids, peace, validation, and for you it would be freedom, less stress, and more time.
Okay.
Like more discretionary time that you get
mm-hmm.
to choose, right? And what specific results would represent clarity, peace, validation, or freedom, more time? So, for example, specific results that would represent clarity would be, an internal state that would be different, but that's not specific. So let's go with quality time with my kids. That's really easy.
Okay.
So I would sit down with my kids for 15 minutes and read them a story without,
right.
like, the, about the mess, right?
For you.
For me.
Okay.
This is a specific result. So this is what you're going to do. You're going to take the outcomes that represent happiness, and then go to what specific result represents those. Okay? So quality time with my kids is going to be a 15-minute story. And it might also, like, so validation might be speaking to encouraging friends once a day.
Okay.
If I were being validated, I might call my friends, for example. Make sense? And then let's do a couple for you, and then I'll go back and do another one for me. So if you had freedom, what specific result would represent to you? How would you know you had freedom? What would happen and you're like, oh, I have more freedom?
Nothing.
You might have three hours with
calls,
nothing to do.
I wouldn't get calls from my parents.
Okay, your phone would ring.
I wouldn't be concerned about their well-being because I know they're okay. I checked in, they're okay, everything's fine. Like for days, I wouldn't get calls. And they're still alive, they're still well and healthy, and I'm sure. And I could like come around in a couple weeks. Hi, how are you guys?
Okay.
I'm not exaggerating.
That's
what freedom would look like to me. I'm like, oh, great, you're self-sufficient.
Right.
Great.
You know they're taken care of, right?
I love you,
because you're so committed that they're taken care of.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And so what peace of mind would require is for you to know if I don't show up for a week, they're going to be okay.
Yeah.
Right?
Someone will call me, but my phone is quiet.
Okay. So I wrote down your phone wouldn't ring, and for days, which isn't really what you mean. You mean like.
Weeks.
Oh, you do mean that? Like no one would call you?
Oh, I mean it. No, not no one. Just things associated with my parents.
No crises.
Yeah, no crises. No tasks to do. No Medicare thing to fill out or ask about the insurance or where are these pills or this or that. Hey, your dad's not doing the physical therapy and like.
Adam's doing a brilliant job of elucidating like specific results that would represent freedom. So. Each of you should be doing this work, okay?
Yeah.
Do this right now. Write down what specific results would mean, whatever you is happiness for you, okay?
If you have any questions, just put it on the comments.
Yep. Okay, great. And can you kind of keep me up to date when 10 minutes and 20 minutes are up so I have an idea how we're doing?
We're up to date. We're halfway.
We're halfway? Beautiful. Perfect.
No, we're almost done.
How much time do I have?
We started a little late, so a few minutes.
Five. Okay, great. Okay, good. Now, what could you... So then I'm going to skip forward a little bit
Yeah,
faster.
We changed the scene a little bit. I didn't think it would be that big a deal, but my computer had to move here and stuff. So in case you're wondering.
Okay.
In case you're wondering.
I think it's great. So for me, the next thing we're going to do is we're going to actually put this in our lives with a structure, like in the calendar. So I'm not going to wait till the house is clean. I'm going to say... I'm going to pick a story I want to read to my kids for 15 minutes, and I'm going to sit down, and I'm going to look them in the eye, and I'm going to read to them.
Okay.
I'm not going to look at my phone. I'm not going to clean the dishes. That would represent quality time with my kids, which would represent happiness, okay? So the next step is to put this in a structure. So for you, you're saying the phone wouldn't ring for days or weeks. We know that's not realistic. What structure would give you freedom from crises on your phone for a minute? Or a couple hours, or whatever you feel like you can actually reasonably get away.
I'd have like a agent. Okay.
Yes, an agent. That's exactly what I was thinking.
A secret agent.
You would have someone who can handle the crises. You would just be able to
someone
put down
I trust
the phone.
Exactly. That's confident.
Right.
That can
you would
handle
yeah,
it.
Someone, yeah. So
I
you would
Adam
know
Adam.
That
yeah.
your commitments are handled with your parents, and you don't have to be the fireman who's like going down the pole and riding to the hospital whenever the call comes, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Okay, so a structure would look like, you know, you get me or a supportive friend and say, all right, I need someone that twice a week for 5 hours, I can just turn off my phone. You know, and that is an actual step you could take to having joy every moment.
Mm.
Like you would start to have freedom present again. And so for me, to read that story to my kids and to say, how many times a week do I need to have this time? And you build on it. Like, this is just a start, right? This would give you a taste of freedom. But you also mentioned you need more time. You need less stress. And there's structures that would actually cause that, too. And as a coach, I could literally go through every one of these and shift your entire life. And next week, you could have joy 50% more. And then the week after that, 75% more than you're experiencing right now.
Great.
So this is taking...
So they can call you, no?
We can set that up. We'll talk about that after the show. I'm not the only person who loves you, Adam. Okay. So we can take what this is how you shift from trying to get everything done to actually creating joy right now and being having access to joy every minute. So let me talk about some resources for our listeners.
Great.
How much time? 1 minute?
2 minutes.
Okay, great. So, of course, there's getting a good coach. So I offer a free consultation, elizabeththeinterpreter.com, It's like almost an hour, and believe me, you'll get lots of value.
So they can go to that site, ElizabethTheInterpreter.com.
ElizabethTheInterpreter.com.
Schedule.
Yep.
Yep. Okay,
you can
great.
Book with me.
Good job.
And
sounds awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. I got the acknowledgement there. So, yes, once you book, I promise great value. Like, you're not going to leave at the end of it knowing what I offer. You're going to leave with structures that impact your life. And I love coaching, so please do that. Please be a free client for me. I'd love to talk to you. Another option is support groups. I've been to many support groups before, actually in this time period between 2009 and now. Mostly I preferred 12-step support groups. So some of my grandparents were alcoholics, and just the dynamics of it really played big into my family. So 12-step support groups made a massive difference for me. They're free. They have them for families of people with addiction. If you don't struggle with addiction, great. Someone in your life probably does, so you qualify. They're for groups for family and friends and relatives of addicts. I'm not going to recommend a specific one because I promised that I'll keep my membership anonymous. Anyone who's a member doesn't talk about it at the level of press. It's one of their traditions. So support groups, not just 12-step ones, but there's lots of support groups that can just create room, help you create room in your life for joy.
Okay.
There's a fabulous company, Landmark. I've done a lot of their personal development courses. They made a massive difference in helping me get free to shift my thinking. So landmarkworldwide.com, the Landmark Forum is their flagship course. I don't get paid anything for recommending them, but I highly recommend
them.
Well,
you should.
Maybe. It's the same thing with
Landmark
support
people
groups.
Pay people commission, will you?
Yeah, they don't. It's mostly word of mouth because the results are fantastic.
Yep.
And the final resource I recommend is get a buddy. Get a buddy who loves you no matter what and who doesn't buy into your BS that freedom for you isn't possible, or for me, like quality time with my kids isn't possible. Like, if they play along that you're the victim, it's the wrong accountability partner. So get someone who listens to you like you're actually a big person and you can put on your big girl panties and live a big life. So, yeah, that's how we're doing. Those
Good.
Are the resources I wanted
Good.
To offer.
Thank you for being on the show. That
yeah.
about wraps it up.
I'm sorry it was kind of slow at the beginning.
Do you want to share anything else? Because we have a few more minutes we can share.
I guess what I'll share is my experience was I had three little kids, and I was very frustrated and angry, and I really felt like a victim, even though I didn't want to be a victim. I wanted to be like a happy mom, and it was like angry every day, and I want to empower women who deal with that. Okay, but what's just so over the last 9 years, I've done a personal development. I got my bachelor's degree. I have now I'm a practical single mom. I'm experiencing a divorce. So, but I'm so happy. Like, I love my life in spite of lots of circumstances that are not great. And some of them are flat out horrible. I still have so much joy in my life. Sometimes my life is so big. It's like, I didn't know I could be, I don't know, busy isn't the right word, but like have so much on my plate and love my life so much. Before I always was just overwhelmed. And that was before I was going to school, before I had a job, before I had five children, before I was a single parent. Mm-hmm. I was totally overwhelmed. And now I'm just like, love my life. Mm-hmm. I rarely experience overwhelm. And when I do, I call someone and get coaching and get out of it. So that's kind of a summary of my journey. And it's just, I'm really grateful for my life. I love that. Thank you for having me on the show. And I appreciate my family and friends who are listening. And,
that's
yeah.
great. So if you want to get a hold of Elizabeth, go Elizabeth Interpreter.
No, Elizabeth the Interpreter.
Oh, Elizabeth.com. The Interpreter.com, which is on this on the Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, iHeart, and Google. We're on Google Play too.
Okay? Cool.
Because you can go on Google, just type in AltaPerform, and it'll be right there on the first page. Which is really awesome. And you can watch and listen for our show, the Alter Perform Show, Performing Your Best, and check it out weekdays at 5 o'clock. See you guys later. See ya.
Bye.
Goodbye, guys.
Thanks
in the internet
watching.
World. And we'll just wrap up here.